Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Superior Livestock presents the Bellringer Auction, January 14th and 15th in Denver. Offering 76,000 head of outstanding commercial cattle, including Holsteins, Jersey steers, yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows, bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs. Start each day with the Superior Sunrise at 6:30, followed by the sale at 7. Yearling steers, heifers, and Holsteins sell on Thursday, with all breeding stock selling on Friday. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com to view the complete listing, videos of each lot, or for more information. Or call us at 800-422-2117. Don't miss Superior Livestock's Bellringer Auction, January 14th and 15th at the Doubletree Stapleton North in Denver, Colorado.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's check in with these livestock futures here this morning. Why don't you kind of tell us what happened yesterday and maybe where things are going to get going here this morning?
Well, Dave, we saw yesterday the cattle complex was unable to hold the early session upside. The live cattle closed mixed while the feeder cattle closed slightly higher. Now, after being up for 12 straight sessions for a gain of a total $43.68, the choice box beef closed slightly negative yesterday. We also saw the lean hog futures shoot higher yesterday with the highest trade since early November time frame. Now, choice box beef was yesterday down 14 cents. Select boxes down $1.46 on a total movement of 135 loads. Daily cattle slaughter 111,000 head. Cash feeder index was down $1.31. On the close yesterday, February live cattle 62 cents lower. March feeder cattle 20 higher. February lean hogs $2.20 higher.
We'll check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's look at these grain futures here. Now, one time yesterday, the grains were having a pretty good day. And did that continue through the close yesterday?
Yes. Now, we actually started off with a little lower trade yesterday. Then the USDA numbers came out yesterday, Dave, and that's what gave this market upside. Now, some contracts held their highs of the session better than others. The biggest surprise in our USDA reports yesterday was the winter wheat acreage being lower than expected. Now, overall, the wheat, corn, and soybean supplies are still burdensome, and demand is still weak. The crude oil yesterday traded under $30, and heating oil yesterday was under $1. At the moment, March KC wheat's down 5¾ cents, March corn's down a quarter of a penny, March soybean's trading a penny higher, March cotton's 47 points higher, February crude oil 87 cents higher, the March dollar index is 29 cents higher, and March Dow Jones futures up 102 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. Now, that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.